How many of you know that sense of complete satisfaction when you're completely parched and you take a big old swig of water? Isn't that the most, just the overwhelming sense of satisfaction? What if I told you this morning that because you're in Christ, you are in a position right now to receive everything you need to be fully satisfied? Is that good news? Because you're in Christ, you are in an eternal position to receive a full satisfaction in Christ each and every day of your life. Ah, that's good news. That's really, really good news. As Jill read just a few moments ago, Ephesians 1:3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." You know what that means? That means that right now, if you are in Christ, you exist in a position of blessing. Your status right now, if you were to go on Facebook and you would write your status, it would be hashtag blessed. That is your status just from being in Christ. His blessings are targeted at your life simply because you're in Christ Jesus. That's good news. That's really, really good news. And so we're going to look at that this morning. And so if we see this scripture and it says that we have been given every spiritual blessing in Christ, what is to be our posture? Receiving, right? If we are to be given these things, the blessing of God, then we have to live in a posture of receiving. And you may say, okay, wow, that's easy. All the goodness of God, all His favor, all of His gifts. Come on, God. Pour it on. Shower it on, man. I'm all in. But what if the blessing of God looked differently than that? What if the blessing of God looked differently than always being showered with gifts and material fortune and things of that nature? What if God's blessing in our lives was of a deeper impact? Where the favor that is of God that is targeted at your life has a deeper impact in your life, where it produces eternal riches and eternal satisfaction in your lives. Would you still be up for it? Yeah, cool, all right, God. It's a little less, but I'm up for it. What if many of His richest and most satisfying blessings came through hardship and affliction and suffering and pain and adversity? Don't raise your hands. But would you still be up for it? This morning, you are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. And we got this image right here of hashtag blessed, right? And this is something that is really trendy right now in the body of Christ and outside of the body of Christ. People use this hashtag, I'm blessed, right? I got an unexpected raise at work. I'm blessed, you know? The trash man took all that garbage that I put out there. I'm blessed, right? Whatever it is, I'm blessed. I've got a great relationship. My kids did what I asked them to do. I'm blessed, right? Like that. And so there's this trend now that amongst the world that I'm blessed. And it's something that we should come in here and be joyful about. It's something that we should encourage one another, strengthen one another, and reminding one another, hey, you are in a position of blessing because you're in Christ, that you are, your status is, I'm a blessed person. It's a constant flow of blessing of God in your life. But what does it really mean to be blessed? What does this really mean? How are we to understand what it means to be blessed? Many of us will have this idea, this image of what it looks like to be blessed by God. Right? This image and this picture of what it means to be blessed by God. And for a lot of people, being blessed by God, being a blessed person is synonymous with what? A successful life. My man knows. And so having a blessed life, we have this image that other people are blessed beyond us because they have different things. A loving marriage. Oh, they've got obedient children. They've got a healthy body. They've got a successful career. They've got financial abundance. They've got friends that they can trust. Oh, they must be blessed. They must be blessed. They own a home, and I just rent a home. They must be blessed, right? And so while these things are good and they're well-meaning and God does give us these gifts, it has nothing to do with how blessed you are. has nothing to do with how blessed you are in Christ Jesus. And we have to be careful. And if we're not careful, all of these characteristics... Hey, brother, good to see you, man. If we're not careful, all of these characteristics will become our identity of what it means to have a blessed life, as if having all these things translates into having this extraordinarily blessed life. If I have more money in my bank account, or if I can own a home, then I'm blessed. Well, that person must be blessed because their relationship, their marriage is just thriving and it's fruitful right now. Oh, they've got to be blessed. My marriage, my family, not so much blessed, right? And there's this comparison that takes place. Oh, they must have a larger measure of blessing of God than my family. What did I do to deserve less than God? Let me just say this really quick. Let me just say this. I don't care how much money you have in your bank account. I'm just using this image right here. I don't care how much money you have in your bank account. God needs his people in every single socioeconomic class that there is. Okay? It's important that God's people are among the wealthy. It's more important that God's people are among the middle class. It's very important that God's people are among the lower middle class and in the poverty. It's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean you're less blessed than God. God has you where he has you, and he needs his people all over, right? It doesn't determine whether or not you're blessed more than, or less than anybody else. And so when we take this false image, this false perception, the picture of what it looks like to be a blessed person, if we allow it to, it can distort our image of what it means to be blessed by God, and it'll actually hinder our focus on God. But what does it really mean? How are we going to understand the blessing of God? In my Bible, there's 112 references to the word blessed and blessing or to be blessed. There's 112 references, and none of them connect to material prosperity. None of them. And I'm going to read these verses. I'm going to read off a handful of scriptures, and I want you just to listen to the way that God associates blessing. You ready? You ready to listen? For just a moment, I'm going to spout off a whole bunch of scriptures. Matthew 5, I'm going to start in. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hungry and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Here's some more. Blessed are you who hear the word of God and you keep it. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven. Blessed is the man or the woman who remains steadfast under trial. Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Blessed are those who do not see, and yet they believe. Blessed are you if you are attacked and criticized for the name of Christ. I find it fascinating. Did you hear those things? I find it fascinating that there's a common theme, a common thread when God is talking about the blessing, that it's mostly connected with adversity and trial and simply just being the function of us just being joined with Christ Jesus. The blessing of God in your life is connected with adversity and trial and just the benefit of being one with Christ Jesus, being in Christ. And so what does that tell us? It tells us that the blessing of God is connected to the things that cause us to know him more closely. The blessings of God are tied, are connected to the things at which cause us to know God, to know Christ more closely. The word there that the New Testament is used is makeros. That's the word blessed, all right? Now, I want you to listen to the definition of it, what it means to be blessed. If God says that you are blessed, this is what it means for you, okay? It means this, that you receive God's favor regardless of circumstance in order to be fully satisfied. All right, let me say that again. I want you to listen closely. This is what it means for you today, that you are in the status of being blessed. You live in a position of being blessed if you're in Christ. It means that God's favor is coming to your life, regardless of your circumstances, so that you will be fully satisfied. In other words, regardless of how it comes about, God's favor is targeted at your life. God's favor is targeted at your life simply because you're in Him, so that you and I will find our full and absolute and complete satisfaction in Him. That's good news. That's good news. And so to be blessed is to be fully satisfied. To find yourself in that space of absolute perfect contentment of what God has deposited into your life. A state of happiness, a state of blessed, a state of being completely satisfied and content with everything that is going on, because that who God is has deposited His Spirit into your life, and that overrides everything. That which God has deposited into my life overrides any circumstance. The blessing of God is not determined by your circumstance. The blessing of God is not determined by what your circumstances are in your personal lives today. The blessing of God comes any way that He sees fit, regardless of circumstance. I love that. Regardless of circumstance, you're blessed today. You are in a state of blessing. As a matter of fact, I believe that God is using whatever circumstance you find yourself in today to bring you and I to a place where we are more satisfied in Him. I believe that. I believe that God is using the circumstances my wife and I find ourselves in today and what's going on in our world. And He's using that as a way for us to discover that everything that satisfies the deepest recesses of my soul and her soul and our soul together is found when we take our eyes off of everything else and we look to Him, the author and the finisher of our faith, the one who satisfies every need, every desire that any of our souls could ever long for. You know, there's an island off the coast of Greece. It's not called this anymore, but it used to be called the island of Marikos, which is that word blessed, right? And it was the island of blessing. And the reason why they called it the island of blessing is because everything that anyone needed who lived on this island, all the resources were right there. They didn't have to go anywhere else. They didn't have to go outside of the island. They didn't have to leave the island for anything. Every natural resource they need to live life, they were completely satisfied. Everything was on this island. And that's what God is saying to us this morning, is that He is your source of satisfaction for everything. You don't have to look anywhere else. You don't have to look to this or to that or to this or to that or to this as a way to satisfy what your deepest longing. It's in Jesus Christ. Every longing, every desire, every need that you have is found in Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. And that's what Scripture shows us, that this blessing is these things that make us fully satisfied in Him. Things that draw us closer to Jesus. Anything that helps us to let go of the worldly things, the temporal things, the temporary things of this world, and how grasp on to the eternal things of God. That's the blessing of God. You see, God has a bigger plan here. And it's not just to shower you with gifts and a better bank account and all these things that we so get trapped into thinking that our blessed life. No, God has a deeper impact for His blessing, an eternal impact for His blessing. And a lot of times it comes through the struggles of life. It comes through the trials and the aching disappointments and the unfulfilled longings in life. You got to ask yourself, this is a theological question that everybody should ask yourself, does God allow trial in my life and adversity into my life? Absolutely, of course, yes, He does. It's throughout Scripture. And I believe with everything inside of me that they are purposed to draw us closer to Him. That's His desire, to get us back to where we were in the garden, that closeness, that oneness, that intimacy with Him. And everything that we go through, I believe, is a channel for God's blessings in our lives, to set us up to that place where that which He has deposited in our lives overrides any circumstance that we find ourselves in. Where we find ourselves in that place where all I need to be fully satisfied in life is my Lord Jesus Christ. To be in that place, to bring you to that place where you recognize that His grace is completely sufficient for you. And that you don't need anything else. That place where what you're really seeking for, what you're really desiring, ends up you discovering that it's actually more of Him in your life. And often we don't see it in the moment, but He does. And I'm so grateful for that. He knows that He is all that you need. He created you. He knows that He satisfies every longing and desire of your soul. He created your soul. He knows that He fulfills every want and need of your life. God knows what's best for your life. And He'll use times of adversity. He'll use times of pain and suffering, times of unmet expectations as channels for His blessing. Now, I need you to hear me here. I'm not saying that trial and adversity and hardship and pain are blessings from God. What I am saying is that God uses them as a conduit for His blessing. God uses them as a conduit for His blessing so that you and I can find complete satisfaction in Him. And believe me when I say this, that it's in those times where the favor of God is vibrantly present in your life. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what circumstance you find yourself in. I don't know if you're in a time of adversity, a time of pain, a time of suffering, a time of loss, a time of fear. I don't know what it is that you're going through. But I can tell you this, is that it's in these times that the favor of God, the goodness of God, the best that God has to offer is vibrantly present right now in your life. Vibrantly. And I need you to walk away from here feeling uplifted about that. Because you know what that means? It means that your circumstance, there's purpose in your circumstance. There's purpose in your trial. There's purpose in your adversity. There's purpose for the pain. You may not like the sound of that, but I don't know about you, but that lifts me up. That means that what I'm going through and what we're going through is not purposeless. That this is just not, there's no reason for this. There is reason. It's to bring me into a deeper, closer, more satisfying relationship with my Creator, where He satisfies every longing and every need and every desire that I don't even realize that I have yet. Are you with me, church? It brings you to a place where you can find yourself more satisfied in Him. But like we started out, you know, we are in the status that because you were in Christ, you've been given every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. What is our posture supposed to be? To receive, right? There has to be a posture of recipient, to be a recipient, to receive. And what does that look like? It looks like yielding. It looks like yielding to where God has you and what you're going through. Yielding to God in the midst of trial, in the midst of pain, in the midst of suffering, in the midst of adversity, yielding to God and saying, God, what is it that you want to do through me? What is it that you want to show me? What is it about yourself that you want me to know a little bit more about? What is it that you're trying to teach me? What is it that you're trying to show me? And I promise you this, that if you yield to God and you surrender to God right where you're at and whatever you're going through, it's going to generate His favor in your life. I absolutely believe it. I'm a living testimony to that. I'm a living, breathing, walking testimony to this. And in a few minutes, I'm going to give you a chance to yield this morning. Because I know the difficulty when you're faced with adversity and suffering and trial and pain and all these things, right? I know the temptation is to be closed off, to be cold-hearted about it, to have like a heart of stone and blame God, right? Why is this going on, God? Da 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 da. Or to even be cold and stone-hearted to people who are involved in that adversity or trial, as if they had anything to do with it. If it's their fault, right? But no, you know, I saw in Psalm 20 something, where David. You remember when David, he flees from his son Absalom, and he's hiding. And he could easily be disgruntled and fearful, but in the midst of it all, when circumstances had turned against him, what did David do? He didn't blame God. He went and sought after God. And that's what we're to do. When circumstances turn against you, seek after him. Don't blame him. Don't blame him. And then you get to learn how to rest in God. You discover that his strength is made perfect in your weakness. Amen? Amen. Anthony, could I invite you and the worship team to come on up? And we're going to finish this morning's service in just a moment by worshiping our Lord. A source of every great need and desire you have. Do you believe that?